why a raven is like a writing desk.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here.
My response to that is both profound and meaningful.
Get your hair cut.
Welcome to the Mad Hatter episode number 28. This is the Mad Hatter super happy fun trip extravaganza. We're going to give you tips and guidelines and all kinds of crazy shit that happens when you're road tripping and what you should remember when you're road tripping. And I've just realized the usage of the word tripping in road tripping. It is clearly an indication of the importance of it. So with me on the road trip and in the studio tonight, yes, we have my cat Bastion. Okay, no, he didn't come on the road trip. We have Holly.
Hello.
So we did some wonderful recording during the recent trip to Salem, Massachusetts for the Pagan Pagan Supermint number 2 with all kinds of people, including Velma and Corey and Lane and Son and Aaron and Jillian and
Scarlet
and Peter and Grey Wolf and me. And there was people. There was lots of people. And I don't think I quite got everybody, but I got close.
Oh, Araya?
Araya?
Mojo?
Oh, yeah, Sparrow. Yeah, that's pretty much everybody. If we forgot you, God, we suck. But, you know, we didn't write any shit down. We're winging it. We're flying without a prayer. We're flying with a prayer. Do we pray? I don't know. We're pagans. Is it allowed? Because some people have issues about that kind of crap. But we're not going there today because today is all about the road trip, the rules of road trip, and how to make it the super fun, happiest, best, most fun and magical road trip that you could possibly imagine. And with no other ado's, unless you're doing, in which case, what the hell are you doing listening to this podcast while you're doing? Because,
whole new kind of kink there.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. No. Not that kind of coven.
Nope, not at all.
So, without any other ados, except for maybe those of you who are doing with your doing, and we don't want to know about your doing if you're doing, we're going to no more ado, and go into our doing, which was road tripping.
Do!
So, we've spent the last 10 minutes attempting to actually get the Zoom recorder's MP3 files to go into GarageBand directly, and we have epic fail. Epic fail. So, you're going to get to enjoy the vocal renditions of us talking on our road trip at the same time we do, because we're going to play it for you right now, and you'll be able to, well, share the experience with us and listen as we record it for you straight from the computer back to the computer, because that makes sense. That's the most efficient way to do this.
I've done that with editing videos before. I just tape it off the TV because I couldn't edit any other way.
We cave. The computer wins. I feel shame.
We're slaves to technology.
We are slaves to technology.
Very much so.
It's so pathetic. So here you go. Here is the first inaugural tidbit. It's a tidbit. Our first tidbit. Ah, makes me think Timbits. High in calories, but so tasty. And if anyone wants to know, oh wait, I can't remember, but Velma drinks a absolutely crazy vanilla.
French vanilla?
With extra cream
and sugar
and stuff in it. And I actually have that down somewhere, so I may give away her secret drink. So if you ever run into Velma on the street, you can run straight over to Dunkin' Donuts, which is apparently the Eastern American version of Tim Hortons.
Timmy!
Yay! And get her favorite drink. I may share that secret later in this psychotic, brought to you by absolutely nothing more than our own whacked out brains episode.
Woohoo!
Right, so we're not doing any more. We're going to play for you. Here it is, the first tidbit.
So here we are with an absolutely confused Tyson and a smirking Holly, because it's more fun this way. Yes, it is time for the Mad Hatter Super Fun Magic Guide to Road Trips. Tip number one, always eat before you start your road trip. And if you can, eat with fun people. Psychotic people, crazy people, people who now are staring at me blankly and refusing to say a word.
Because you may never get a chance to do it again.
What?
You never know with road trips.
That's right.
And never pass up the opportunity to go to the bathroom.
That's definitely for girls.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
These are very practical tips. Including, what's your other tip?
Always know where your towel is.
That's right, people. Always have your towel. Know where your towel is. These are important considerations. And thus ends. Super happy, fun, magic trap road trip tip number one.
Yes, that's right. We're listening to them same time you are. God help us both. So we're going into tip number two. Now, it needs to get said that due to the intensity of the trip and the lack of sleeping and the constant go, 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 no stop.
Basically, what she's trying to say is that we were a little more insane than usual, and that's saying something.
Ha! No, I take that haul back. So we didn't record as many tips then as we intended to. So we're going to play for you the tips that we did record. And then we're going to add a few more at the end that we would have recorded had we been capable of recording at the time that such things should have been recorded. Had we thought to record them at that time. What I said?
Pretty much.
All right, then. Tip number two.
So here we are with Mad Hatter Super Fun Trip Magic Trip.
In case you didn't catch that, that was always have your music, and we had picked something absolutely dandy to play in the background, and I have no idea what that actually was as we listened and played it, but that's okay.
Because we can't remember trips sometimes.
Well, and it should probably be noted that we were not high at the time of the recordings. We were not drunk at the time of the recordings.
That was all natural.
We were a little excited at the time of the recordings, and I think we were a tad punchy.
Tired. It was the end of a work day.
Oh, and there was dun 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 the GPS.
Oh, the GPS of doom.
We love the GPS of doom.
Yes, but it was the GPS of doom.
The GPS of doom saved our asses. That and Athol.
And Athol saved our asses.
That's right. Athol saved our asses with the GPS. But we're not in that part of the trip yet, but we could skip around because no one would know but us. We were traveling from where we were staying to go visit Araya. And
Well, she had awesome directions.
Hey, the GPS agreed with those awesome directions.
Yes.
But then we had to get home. And the Salem trip was the trip of the wrong turn. We explored the wrong turn. We explored many wrong turns, and whenever possible, we explored a wrong turn that involved us going the wrong way on the freeway.
It's always the darn freeways.
Damn freeways. So the GPS decided to punish us for our using of the other instructions and directions to get to the place by on the way back, well, we chose the wrong turn. Then it fixed our wrong turn, and then it punished us for not being faithful by sending us through all the back roads.
And not giving us the exits that we need to find or take.
Yes, it got very entertaining. And at one point we had a choice between, we were at a fork in a road. And we could go left to two, and two cities were named. Or right, and two cities were named. But on the left, Athol was named. And we had passed Athol earlier that day. So I knew deep in the core of my being that Athol was the way to go. Always go with your Athol. Athol will save you.
Every day, all the time.
So that is our next tip for you. Not as part of the actual recording of the trip, but still a very important tip. Athol will save you. And now, on to the next tip.
So we interrupt your moment to bring you this little gem in our conversation.
Ah, yes. So we were discussing various ways to interact with people, and sometimes when you encounter those people who are a tad more difficult, perhaps, to deal with. And Holly likes to take the more...
direct.
Direct, that's a very good word. That's direct not the word approach. I was going with, but that's a great word, approach. And I tend to be very accommodating. And we were commenting on the accommodation factor. And I realized that I employ what I would term interrelationship aikido. where you take the energy that's being directed at you, and rather than pushing it back or fighting it or arguing it or even letting it get to you, you just kind of take it and shift it to the side, like Aikido does, where you use the other person's energy in the fight rather than having to directly combat it. You just kind of shift it, flow with it.
That's beautiful, man.
Beautiful.
Aw, thank you.
You're very kind to me. You're so sweet. Wait, am I in trouble?
You never know.
Ah! I'm gonna die on this road trip! Mommy!
No. You're driving, so you're pretty safe. But I don't want you to sleep.
Hey, for a change, I would like everyone to note that we are in a car, it is moving, and Holly is still awake. It is a miracle, people! A miracle has happened on this night of September of 2011. Just saying.
It is a miracle. Usually, a car ride and any music put me right to sleep.
And it's warm in here.
It is.
Yep. But we're road tripping, and we're going to Pig and Pocket Super Meet number 2! And just like Star Trek, the even number ones are gonna kick ass!
Damn it.
That's what I say. Peace out.
Yeah, okay, so that might have been a wee tad of jealousy speaking there right at the end about the whole Star Trek and the whole number 2 thing being better because I was simply wasn't at the number 1, so it couldn't be as good because I didn't get to enjoy it, and it wasn't fair because I didn't have the money to get the ticket to go to Chicago. So whiny, jealousy aside.
So speak the green eyed monster.
Yeah. Hey, you're the monster. You're the demon.
But you're the monster.
I'm a monster?
Yes.
Really? I thought I was a hatter.
That too. You are many things.
I'm a monster too?
Yes.
This is news, people.
Newsflash.
Holy crap, I'm a monster. I had no idea. So it turns out that when you're on dark roads, long stretches, white lines, sending you into infinity and beyond, that you can get philosophical in the weirdest ways.
And bizarre turns of conversation.
Oh, and I think we have a bizarre turn of conversation coming up shortly. In fact, I think we should get right to that bizarre turn of conversation because philosophy can be a good thing and actual and interesting. Like in this last clip, I actually had something interesting.
And thought-provoking.
Yes, and so long road trips, if you allow them to open your mind and you allow yourself to
generate or degenerate into conversations.
Exactly. You can actually expand your consciousness, your awareness, the possibilities, your thoughts, all kinds of shit without drugs.
But it'll change your level of understanding forever.
Yes. So you can do that. But sometimes it goes to a different place.
Special.
Yes. I think that's our next clip.
Yes.
And we both remember it. You notice we didn't remember this clip. We remember the one that's about to come.
Just let it play.
No, God.
Okay. So we have Mad Hatter Road Trip Super Fun Time Magic Time. Tip number 3. And that is, if you've got somebody with you, allow your conversations to go to the happy, crazy, well, not happy necessarily, but the crazy, wild places. Explore unexplored territories. Go where no one has dared to go before. Because you, too, can end up talking about shit transfers in order to improve bacterial colony in people and improve IBS and Crohn's disease. And how there are creepier thoughts, like deliberately eating parasite eggs like tapeworms, because if you have a little tapeworm, little tapeworm colony going on, it can actually help with those particular disease issues. So explore your conversational possibilities. You're traveling already. You're expanding your horizons physically. Dare to do it verbally and mentally and hopefully not anally. That's tip number 3.
Why is it that every time I'm around you, I'm trying not to laugh hysterically?
That's because I'm so much fun. I'm like the toy out of a Cracker Jack box.
Never the
same toy. Adult Cracker Jack box. If you're wondering if you heard the words shit and transfer used together as a concept, shit transfer, yes, you did.
It's not a lie.
No, not a lie at all.
Although the tapeworm thing, I'm not sure about that. I know it's some kind of parasite eggs, but I'm not sure it was the tapeworm.
To be fair, and to be as scientifically accurate as we possibly can, yes.
Of course, because we're very accurate over here.
Oh, yes, yes. That's our concern here, is being accurate in the usage of our parasites in our intestinal tract and in our shit.
And these are the conversations that we have, really.
But the road trips really help to bring them out in more interesting and dynamic ways than perhaps, you know, the standard places. You know, when you're outside of your normal zone, your normal comfort zone, your usual places and things, because you're outside of that normalcy,
you're more willing to go where no one has gone before.
Except maybe the proctologist. And on that note, we're going to go with whatever the hell we recorded after that particular one.
Well, we survived. We're in Seattle now.
Yay!
We hadn't done that before.
There was a lot of signs.
There was a GPS that we'd never used before. It wasn't so good with the signs.
There was a lot of detours.
Intense detours. Sketchy parts of town.
There are people where we lock our doors really, really quickly.
Wrong highways.
And headache.
And more wrong turns. We're here now. We're very happy, but we're sad because the booze is across the street. And we're not going to make it across the street. No. No.
No?
No.
Just have to sign off now.
This is what we do to see our fellow Podkin.
This is the love.
This is the love that we have for all the people out there.
Proper love.
Yes. And, well, upside, Salem can only be better.
Thank the gods.
Oh, I'm sitting in the hotel room with Holly after having spent the evening with Araya, and we have some more Mad Hatter Super Happy Fun Magic Trip tips for you. Tip number whatever. Always keep at least one hand and one on the wheel and one eye on the road. And as long as you do that, no one will die in the making of the trip.
I thought I was going to die.
You weren't going to die. Super happy, fun, magical trip tip number 84. If you miss the right exits, you can create art with your GPS in the shape of animals like butterflies.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids,
Maureen McCormick,
Christopher Knight,
Eve Plum,
Mike Lookinland,
Susan Olson,
and me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. And we're making our debut on the Do Re Mi episode of The Brady Bunch, which airs Friday, January 14th over ABC TV. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
Wondering quite how that moment just then came about. And it's simple, really. It's very, very, very simple. You see, it all started with the word promo.
And trying to find a promo
Because we thought we were laughing too hard. We needed a freaking break. Because that last clip, well, relatively self-explanatory.
And I remember how I felt at that moment. I was actually in the puddle, like, trying not to pee myself as I'm laughing and crying so hard.
She got me Kleenex this time round because I was laughing too hard and had to wipe the tears. And so we needed a promo, really, is what we needed. And so I played the first promo on the list, which happened to be the promo that you heard. Yes, that was the Brady Bunch. And she had the, how the fuck? Well, she didn't swear.
I just gave you the look.
But you actually asked, you know, what the hell am I doing with that? And, of course, I had to explain that for reasons known only to the deepest, darkest, twistedest parts of my soul, have an actual copy of the Brady Bunch CD.
I didn't even know they made a CD.
Yes, they made a CD, and you just got to hear a snippet of one of their songs.
Because the American Pie is such a jaunty little song, and see how cheerful it was, and they sing about as they die.
Yes, road trips are all about exploring new territory, so we decided to let you explore probably what was some new territory to you, too. I bet you're wishing we were back on Apple! So, we have finished the actual recorded set of clips, because well, circumstances never combined again on the trip where we had the brain power combined with the forethought combined with the thought to actually record.
And the energy. Yeah. And the time.
Holy crap, fabulous trip. So, we now have to come up with our final set and round and whateverness of how to do a super happy, fun, magical road trip Mad Hatter style. And we did have tips, and right now I'm trying desperately to remember what one of them was. Crap. No, that's definitely, you know, we already covered the taking the bathroom tip, and we covered the how to fix any intestinal issues by swallowing tapeworms tip.
Well, always bring toilet paper in the car just in case.
That is so not one of our tips.
Well, it's practical.
But we did not have toilet paper in that car. We did not need toilet paper in that car. There was no toilet paper in that car. I remember one of them. Be willing and embrace the thought of talking to random strangers.
Okay, that happens around you naturally.
No, but it's great on a road trip. And why is it great on a road trip? Because it can get you through things like customs easier when they decide to pull you off to the side because you have a bunch of meteorites and other rocks in your bag and they start looking for things that explode.
Yes, because the metal, I think, in the rocks and gems.
I think the meteorites what put us over.
Yeah, set off the detector in the x-ray or have that kind of, I'm not sure what's in it. Then they take that little wand. That little wand, by the way, is to test if there's explosive in your bag, and they wave it around your bag and they go through your bag.
Yeah, so we both had that because we went and visited a store that Araya knows that's in a place that I can't recall, and the name of the store I can't recall. So we're going to talk about that, or I'm going to talk about that on a different podcast episode because I'm not prepared to talk about that because right now we're just talking road trip. We're not talking about the Pig and Pug and Super Moot number 2. We're talking road trip tips. So talking to people is it's fun.
It is fun.
You get to meet all kinds of cool-ass shit people who do weird things.
And you might just make the day. Because maybe they went through lots of people who are just barely saying hi, really grumpy. And then you're cheerful. And you're having conversation with them.
I think I woke up not the customs guy. One of the guys at the airport who was looking at passports before you went through and actually got your, you know, stuff and you scanned and intimate in uncertain ways. So he was scanning passports and scanning passports and scanning passports, and I had that moment of hello, it seems weird not to say hi. And he actually looked up, and it was like he hadn't looked at a person in hours. Poor bastard.
That could be very tedious, I can imagine.
Yeah, I could imagine that too. So engage with people because it's good for them, it's good for you because you get to learn all kinds of things.
And you pay that little bit of sunshine forward.
And sometimes you pay things less because you get like $3 off a coupon kind of deal or randomly given to you.
Or just be memorable in general.
Mm-hmm. That has also happened. So that is definitely a Mad Hatter tip. Talk to people, be happy, and talk to some more people because the most amazing shit can happen. You could end up in the Omni Parker Hotel eating Boston cream pie in the place that created Boston cream pie.
No.
Yes. That was lunch that day. No food. Just the pie and the booze.
Good booze. That bartender was so helpful, besides the pie.
Yes.
And the booze, which my double shot was at least a triple shot.
And he got let you try something new.
That's
free of
right.
charge.
That's right, which was very cool. He told us some history of the hotel and sent us to go look for ghosts on the second floor in a big ass mirror looking for Dickens' ghost.
Dickens' ghost.
That's pretty cool. And then he told us where to eat that was local and good, and then we wussed out on that and ate in the North End.
But you asked a firefighter.
That's right. Any excuse to ask a cute firefighter where you can enjoy your next meal. No, I didn't put any spin on it like that. I was very polite. But still, he was a firefighter. He was kind of cute.
Yes.
And he did recommend a place, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Oh, and then we found Strega restaurant afterwards, which was
really
funny.
Oh, we did. That was really funny. But we're digressing again.
We always digress. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Okay, so do we have another Mad Hatter super crazy happy fun magical type trip?
Be prepared to be sleep deprived?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Which reminds me. Downtime.
Oh.
Downtime. We failed at this super happy magical fun trip time tip thing. We failed at this.
Because, you know, we need time to integrate the experience we just have.
So, as a magical person, I highly recommend taking a journal, paper, whatever the heck, and just write some of the shit down, because you know what? It doesn't last forever. It seems so vivid and so real at the moment that it happens, but it's not going to stay with you forever.
And even though I brought my journal, we never had time to write it.
No.
So we kind of failed on that one.
The most we managed to do was at 1 or 2 in the morning, and I'm shitting you not. It was 1 or 2 in the morning. Which is kind of sad, because it would only be like 10 or 11 o'clock here. But that's beside the point. From that point of view, it was 1 or 2 in the morning when we were talking to each other to just try and get something.
Debriefing.
Oh my God, it was crazy. So, but on a previous trip, I've done that, and it is absolutely fabulous. Take, 10, 20 minutes, write the day down. You're going to love it later, and it's going to help relax you.
Yes. Oh, postcards.
Oh yeah, always send postcards, if you can.
To people that you love.
Ooh, and especially because you've got to love this person. If you don't love this person, you suck the biggest ass. You don't just suck ass, you suck, and she's already making the face because she knows how ugly I get with this. You're sucking the gnarliest, grungiest, smelliest, hasn't been wiped clean in over a month ass. You are sucking and licking deep, baby, if you do not love this person.
Wow, I can't even think of something to follow that.
Yes, but do you know who the person is that you must love to this degree, or you suck that big of an ass?
I'm blanking.
Oh, so sad. You must love yourself.
Oh.
Yes, that is the person that if you don't love, that's how much ass-licking, icky, ooh, poo you should be doing, because you need to love yourself. And so... Remember the whole point of the who the heck do you love that much is for the postcard. Send yourself a postcard.
I did too.
And it is fucking awesome, because at some point, depending on how the mail service was working and which country you're in and which country it's going to. So at some point, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, potentially a couple of months, I've seen it happen.
This beautiful postcard comes into the mail and you are surprised, happily so.
And it reminds you of your trip. You get to have a funky souvenir, and if it's the only souvenir you pick up, it's pretty cool. And you don't have to declare it at the border.
And you don't have to carry it into your luggage.
Yeah, no weight consideration. And you can send yourself a message. It's like sending yourself a message into the future, and you often forget about it, and then it arrives, and you read it, and you get to have that really awesome moment.
Oh,
yes.
It's very nice.
It is gorgeous. That was a really good tip.
You're good.
Nah,
Pat.
Yeah, but you came up with that. Oh, wait. No, you had the... I don't know.
I just remembered it for you on the data retrieval system, remember?
Oh, that's right. She may be the data retrieval system, but she's unfortunately not the GPS.
I am not the GPS. On a normal day, I will walk exactly the opposite direction that I need to go.
Wait, which... On the notion, I don't know how to tip this one particularly. There is the side when it comes to directions of having something for directions. Obviously good if you need to get somewhere for a particular time.
Maps are helpful.
However, the day that we had no pre-scheduled planning, we had nothing in place. So we're going into Boston. We go downstairs. We have breakfast. We wander up to the front desk and go, we want to go to Boston. And she goes, well, why don't you drive? I said, I'm getting stressed driving to Salem. And she said, never mind. Let's figure out how you get there without taking your car. Like, thank you.
And then she was trying to find what method would be easier for us, the bus or the train.
Guy comes up, goes, take the bus. It actually is probably there right now. Look, actually it is there. Go, run, run, my child. You will find the light. You will find the happy place. Go get on the bus.
Schedule. And we ask, what about? He's like, don't worry about it. Catch your bus. Figure it out when you get there.
So we did. We caught the bus. Thank God she was using the bathroom in the hotel. We got on the bus. We ended up downtown. We got somebody to actually point out where the hell we were. We picked up a free map. So the maps do come back into play.
Hey, pay attention on your trip so that you notice where the place that has the map. So then you can actually walk back to it and grab the map, because that's what we did.
That was pretty awesome. And then we wandered the whole town, and then we got back on the bus, and we got back right outside the door of the hotel. But we did not plan any of that. We did not have any maps or schedules, but we did pick them up along the way, and it was good. So planning is great for a trip. Non-planning is great for a trip. That's our tip.
Yes.
Yes. A and B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we got. Well, no, there's the other one.
Which other one?
If you're the witchy sort, sometimes if you're really cranky, if you go into a cemetery, it will chew you right up.
Yes, it did. Yes, our little Asian demon was having a most cranky day on the Boston day.
It was I did not have enough sleep. I'd rather be in bed just doing something, maybe journaling or something, not walking around without a plan.
She doesn't take well to the unplanning.
No, I like to plan.
She does. The unplanning had her most unsettled. But we ended up in a very old cemetery.
Beautiful headstones.
Yes. And see how soft she goes just thinking about it.
It made me happy.
Yes, perked her right up. So we did that. And then right after that, we went and I had our very healthy lunch of Boston cream pie and booze.
This is just how we roll.
It was. It was good. Oh, yes. The food... Enjoy your food when you are traveling.
Savor every bite.
Damn straight. Try something new. Do different shit.
You try shark.
I did. I ate shark for the first time. You know what? It was kind of salty. But so flaky and so tender and so good.
A lot of noms.
Mm. The lobster roll.
As we kind of wipe off the drool off the corners of our mouth.
Try different foods. You're out in the wild blue yonder. There's no boundaries. There's nothing stopping you except your own choices. So fuck it.
Or for allergies. Unfortunately for some people.
True. Very true. So within the limits of that which won't kill you or make you feel crappy. Literally. And we're back to the shit.
Why do you always go back to that?
Well, you know, food allergies can cause that kind of reaction. And food sensitivities can create... So, no shit. There we were.
Listener just is what I have to deal with all the time. She is like this all the time.
Hey! La! La!
Seriously.
La!
All the time.
La! Yeah. Try shit new. Try new shit. Try new things without shit.
When you're flipping your words around, you know it's time to...
Wrap it up! I'm getting the single. Sig.
You're losing words and syllables.
As a sign of how much we care for you, we deleted the next 3 to 4 minutes of pointless conversation to bring you a real ending.
Trust us, it was a really good thing.
Very, yes, good. So, this is a final farewell. Well, not a final farewell. It's never final because it's Mad Hatter and the Mad Hatter always comes back. Oh, sorry, was that my outside cackle?
Yes.
Ah, oops.
But this is the final moment for this podcast.
This episode?
The episode.
Yes, not the podcast. Oh my God. I'm not done. Not yet. God, what if I was? Wouldn't that be weird? No, definitely not done. Not done. Not done. Not done. No. No.
So the stoner girls say.
Ah, yes, the stoner girls say, thank you so much for listening. Farewell from the Mad Hatter and...
Rock out.
Oh, jeez. You can't reuse. It's gone. The moment is gone. She's at a loss.
I've got nothing.
So, the Mad Hatter and the girl who has nothing, which...
And everything.
Very much so. Say, rock out!